Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English with me, Kate Collin. In this programme, we're going to be talking about gliding. Now, this is when you fly in a light unpowered aircraft known as a glider. And today I'm joined by Rebecca Byrne, who by sheer coincidence has just been gliding for the first time. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, Kate.
So tell me, how was it?
It was fantastic, actually. I really enjoyed it.
But you weren't flying by yourself, were you?
No, thankfully not. There was an instructor with me who was flying most of the time, but it was a lesson, so I did take the controls a few times as well.
Wow, well, I can't wait to hear more about it. But first of all, let's find out a bit more about the sport. Now, gliding is also sometimes known as soaring. To soar means to fly high in the air using the wind to carry you. The glider is designed to be graceful and extremely light and actually doesn't even have an engine. So tell me, if it doesn't have an engine, how do you get up into the sky in the first place? And how do you stay up?
Well, in order to get into the air, you do need a little assistance. There are several ways of doing this, but when I went, my glider was pulled up into the sky by another light aircraft, which had an engine, sometimes called a tug or a tow plane. And the two planes were connected together with a strong rope. When the glider got to the required height, the pilot released the cable and we were free to glide gracefully back down to the ground again.
So were you scared at all?
I was a little bit scared at first, but once the cable was released, it was much smoother. It felt a little bit like being a bird. The typical modern glider uses the same air currents or moving air that birds use to fly.
Well, it sounds like an amazing experience.
Yes, it was. And it really gave me a bird's eye view of the countryside. This means to see things as a bird would.
OK, well, before we go any further, here's my question for this week. What year do you think the first flight in a glider took place? Was it A, 1891, B, 1905, or C, 1913?
I'll guess 1905.
OK, well, we'll check your answer in a few minutes. But now we're going to hear from the president of the North Yorkshire Gliding Club, which is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. Moira Johnson is 93 years old and was one of the first people to fly in the area back in 1935 when she was still a teenager. In the following extract, we're going to hear how she first got interested in flying. She mentions that her father was in the RNAS. What does this mean?
This stands for the Royal Naval Air Service, but this was later turned into the RAF, the Royal Air Force. She also mentions measles, which is an infectious disease which produces small spots over the body and is common in childhood.
So let's listen. How did Moira first become interested in flying?
Having been born during the First World War, my father was in the RNAS. When I had measles, he rigged up an aeroplane from one end of the bedroom to the other, which I could pull on a string, and I would probably be only about 10 then. And I think from then on, flying, or things like that which were new in those days, I was interested in.
She said that when she was about 10 years old, she was ill with measles, and her father, who had been a pilot, put a toy aeroplane in her bedroom. Ever since then, flying has interested her.
So we heard from you earlier in the programme how your glider got into the air by being tied to another small aeroplane and being pulled up. But how did they do it in the old days?
Well, you were bungee launched by these two great thick ropes that several struck men on each side would pull, like a catapult. And somebody else hanging onto your tail until somebody said, "Let go." And then, boom! You would just go into the air.
Well, she said that she was bungee launched, and we think that means that maybe the ropes were elasticated and the force from the men pulling and then suddenly letting go would propel the plane into the air. She said it was like a catapult. A catapult is a device which can throw objects at a high speed using a spring or elastic to give it extra force.
Now, incredibly, Moira still flies occasionally. Let's listen to the final extract. Can you tell me what it is she likes so much about flying?
You don't hear anything but the wind. You just hear the wind blowing. It was wonderful here. I don't know, you get that feeling of being a bird, which is what I've always felt I like to be.
She said that you don't hear anything but the wind and that you get the feeling of being a bird. That's exactly what I would have said about the flying experience, actually. It does really feel like that. It was a fantastic experience and I would definitely recommend that you try it if you ever have the chance.
Well, I'll certainly do my best. But first of all, let's go over some of the flight-related vocabulary we've come across today. We had gliding.
Soar.
Air currents. Bird's eye view.
Measles.
And a catapult. So lastly, let's find out the answer to the question I asked you earlier. I asked you, when was the first flight in a glider?
And I said 1905, I think.
I'm afraid it was a bit earlier than that. It was actually in 1891. Well, thanks very much, Rebecca, for coming in and telling us all about your flight in a glider.
It's a pleasure.
But that's all we have time for today. So thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.